Chapter 3, Part 11, Against Megalopolis, the Cities on a Human Scale. Urbanism has, for more than 50 years, surrendered to the aesthetic of the ugly. Bedroom communities with no horizon, residential areas totally lacking soul, grimy suburbs serving as municipal dumping grounds, endless malls which disfigure the approaches to every city, the proliferation of anonymous non-places given over to visitors who are all in a hurry, downtown areas given over completely to business and stripped of their traditional form of social life, cafes, universities, theatres, cinemas, public parks, etc. Disparate styles of apartment buildings, run-down neighbourhoods, or, on the opposite end of the spectrum, neighbourhoods constantly under surveillance by hidden cameras and monitored by citizen patrols. The population shift from rural areas to concomitant urban crowding. They no longer build homes for living in, but rather for surviving in an urban environment spoiled by the law of maximum financial return on investment and cold practicality. However, a place is first and foremost a link. Working, moving about, living are not separate functions, but complex acts encompassing the totality of social life. The city needs to be rethought as the locus of all our potentialities and the labyrinth of our passions and actions, rather than as the cold, geometric expression of economic order. Architecture and urbanism are practiced in the context of a local history and a particular geography which they should reflect. This would entail the revitalization of an urbanism rooted in and harmonious with the local community, the revival of regional styles, the development of villages and moderate-sized towns in a network centered upon regional capital cities. It would also imply the opening up of rural areas, the gradual dismantling of bedroom communities and areas that are now strictly used for commercial or business purposes, the elimination of now ubiquitous advertising, as well as diversification of means of transportation, undoing the current tyranny of the private car, increasing transportation of goods by rail, and revitalizing public transportation, taking into consideration ecological imperatives.